Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I wrote these chapters in the hopes that it would bless other folks as well, but each one, as I wrote them, I'm wrestling with that particular issue. So I'm preaching to my own soul, and when my soul is wrestling over some issue of unbelief in my heart, I often start going through the Rolodex in my head of the stories. Where does God illustrate this? Where does God illustrate a promise, and where does it show somebody wrestling with this? Especially somebody who's in a position where it does not necessarily look like that's going to happen. So Joseph in this, wrestling with what must have been like. When Mary comes and tells him that she's pregnant, and she's pregnant with God's child, God has sent the angel to tell Mary that she's pregnant. At some point, he comes and tells Joseph too, but not right away.
The tension of that time in between is just impossible, you know?
Can you imagine?
Right.
This righteous man trying to put in his brain, okay, you're telling me you're pregnant with God's child. He doesn't have a category for that, and he does the thing that makes the most sense to him, and God then steps in. If we were writing the story, we would have had the angel go to each one of them, and they'd come together and say, I know, and it would be wonderful.
Yeah.
And God doesn't write the script that way, because God is interested in all sorts of facets of faith, learning to trust, and learning how not to trust your own perceptions.
Yeah.
And that's the trickiest thing about the life of faith, is to trust the promises of God over our perceptions.
I want you to read again, if you would, page 52. And this, your insights on disappointment were so rich and so deep. And this is Why Are You Disappointed from the chapter. Would you mind just reading that page there?
A very precious promise from Jesus to remember is this: you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. That's John 15:16. But if Jesus appoints us, it also implies that he will disappoint us, meaning there are some appointments from which Jesus will remove us and others that he will not grant to us. At these times, we must trust in the Lord with all our heart and not lean on our own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. We seldom understand all of his purposes. When disappointment comes through an evil earthly cause, we need to call to mind the truth that Joseph discovered after being disappointed by his brothers. You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Genesis 50:20. And in all cases, remember that in Christ, God is pursuing us only with goodness and mercy. Psalm 23:6. His promise is this: he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Romans 8:32. Follow your emotion of disappointment to its roots. If you find unbelief and pride giving it life, apply the herbicide of God's promises for you.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.